We're learning more now about how unprepared the U.S. Capitol Police were in the days leading up to and during the insurrection on January 6th. In a 104-page report, Michael Bolton, the Capitol Police Inspector General, detailed his assessment of the agency's failures. He says the agency had a fractured assessment of intelligence and that officers didn't have access to necessary equipment. Today, Bolton is testifying before the House Administration Committee. And let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales with more. Thank you for joining us, Claudia.
Thanks for having me.
So only portions of Bolton's report have been released to NPR, and NPR has reviewed some of those so far, and they're pretty damning. Bolton explains that Capitol Police were made privy to explicit threats by rioters days before the insurrection, and they made it clear that the Capitol was a target. Why weren't these threats taken seriously?
Yes, he said in this extensive report, and I should note that portions have been made public, but the entire report, one of these, it's 104 pages, as you mentioned, is law enforcement sensitive, and we were able to obtain that, and we've looked through it. And it said that Capitol Police had this fragmented approach to handling intelligence, and as a result, findings such as these threats that you mentioned were buried. This includes alarming details in their own analysis before January 6th that said Trump supporters saw January 6th as their last chance to overturn the election. It also said there was a sense of desperation and disappointment that could fuel violence. And the analysis went on to say that, quote, Congress itself is the target on the 6th. And they said this intelligence wasn't shared in a streamlined fashion to the right people.
I want to remind folks, days before the attack, some Trump supporters reportedly posted photos of the Capitol's tunnel system to message boards. Why was that overlooked in this report?
This is part of the same issue that Bolton points out about how this approach to gathering and sharing this intelligence was very fragmented. It didn't get to the right places. It didn't get highlighted with the right level of priority. And even in their own analysis, Capitol Police had documented conversations in social media about how these tunnels are used by members and perhaps rioters could find the members there. And some of these plans were laced with some elaborate threats, too. And so Bolton uses that point to highlight how the agency had this critical information in hand, but did not proceed in such a fashion to respond if the rioters were indeed trying to breach the Capitol and wreak havoc that day.
Bolton also explains that officers were instructed by leaders to use weapons that weren't as lethal, and that the equipment they had access to, like riot shields, were so inadequate that they shattered upon impact. He also says Capitol Police did not prioritize the civil disturbance unit. Why is that last detail important?
This unit responds to emergencies. This is the day when they would have been on deck. Their priority would have been shutting down this breach, such as what we saw that day. They were overwhelmed and overpowered. Bolton says the agency has run this unit in such a way that it was disorganized. They didn't have adequate policies and procedures to define their responsibilities. They were operating at a decreased level of readiness in terms of lack of standards for equipment, and they had a lapse in certain certifications and staffing concerns, and also quarterly audits that were not performed. And also a majority of their officers in this unit had not completed required annual training for the last several years. So a very long list in terms of how they should have been prioritized to better prepare for what we saw that day.
Claudia, I just have under a minute with you. How are members of Congress reacting to this report?
So some have said that while this report is disheartening, it's not surprising. As one congressman noted to me, this is Democrat Tim Ryan of Ohio, whose committee oversees Capitol Police. He says this shows that the rank-and-file members were betrayed by their leaders. And this is just the beginning, he notes, of these probes. And so there's more to come. This also ramps up pressure to reform the agency and take up a supplemental security funding bill to better support these officers and security at the Capitol. Just today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she wants that legislation to get taken up soon, so it looks like it could come up later this month.
Claudia Grisales is NPR's congressional correspondent, as always. Thank you so much.
Thanks much.